Bonus episode. Find your story. This is a short episode of the subsection Find Your Story from Chapter 18, Find Your Voice. It offers a little more breathing space for you to do your own thinking and concludes with the five prompts as an aid memoir. We all love a good story. It takes us on an emotional journey, helps us connect with others and make sense of the world around us. Our own story is crucial in helping us find our voice, the real me and what makes me tick. Without it, we're just copying someone else and it's shallow, empty and doesn't ring true. Or we struggle to find the right words or actions, fearful that we might get it wrong. Because it's not essentially us. It's someone else's story. We need to know why the change we want to see is so important to us, not just what it looks like. 1. Who am I? As Bernadette Jiwa helpfully reminds us, when you know who you are, you don't have to compete. So, who were you before someone told you who you should be? This isn't about creating, but revealing your identity. And that means being honest with yourself and others. Letting go of things that were put on you, perhaps for the best of intentions, but really don't fit. 2. What brings me joy? Sean Askinosie talks about gathering your prouds and celebrating your vocation. When you look back over your life, what are the moments you're proud of? Or when you felt profound joy and satisfaction? Are there clues here? 3. Where were my diamonds formed? Again, there is great learning from Sean's story. He recognised that the place where diamonds are formed is in the crucible of pains. Things that affect us deeply not only shape who we are, but also motivate us to make a difference. What are you holding in your hands or heart that few others will have ever experienced? 4. What is the me-shaped hole in the world? For years, I've carried the phrase from Rob Bell around with me about being open to your role in the ongoing creation of the world. This is a powerful invitation to find the space that only you can occupy, doing what only you can do by being who you are, honestly and fully. Only you can be you, and you have a distinctive contribution to make. You just might not have recognised it yet. 5. What pushes my buttons? Passion and sensitivity are close cousins. These are the things that frequently trigger our emotions and speak volumes. Where do your triggers show up? Are there situations that make you feel particularly excited or, conversely, rejected? These aren't always big things and maybe are about how we handle what happens around us in our everyday lives. Over time, patterns emerge, but we don't always notice them until we do. 5 prompts. Who am I? What brings me joy? Where are my diamonds formed? What is the me-shaped hole in the world? What pushes my buttons? I hope these prompts are helpful for you in developing your voice as a quiet disruptor.